Grace to you and peace from God our Creator and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peekaboo is such a great game with children. I remember, and since he's on the mainland, I can talk about him. When my son was a baby, we would play peekaboo, and he would, as we would say, get his giggle box turned over. And he would laugh and laugh and laugh. And we know from psychologists that developmentally, the reason peekaboo is so much fun for kids is that when an adult goes out of the room or puts their hands over their face, for the child, the adult is gone. And when you take your hands apart, look, there you are again. And when you put your hands over your face, you're gone. And every time you come back, it's so much fun. Over time, of course, children grow up and become adults. And developmentally, we know what happens is that you come to the point that you realize that just because someone is out of the room doesn't mean that they don't exist. You know, developmentally, unfortunately, that they will come back. You don't have any anxiety about it. And so therefore, peekaboo loses its joy. So that when adults come up to you and go, peekaboo, you think, Bellevue. We lose the joy of the game. I mean, if you've ever played, one of my favorite things is when you play hide and seek with a 2-year-old for the first time, what do? Do they run into a closet? No way. How does a 2-year-old hide the first time? They run into over here and they go. Later in life, we know where to hide. The thing about Epiphany that's so exciting is that it truly is God uncovering God's face, epiphaneo, revealing God's self to God's people in an incredible way. It truly is God's game of peekaboo with God's people. In a little child in a manger, God pulls back the veil and says, peekaboo. Now the problem, it seems to me, is that we don't get the game anymore. We've become so accustomed, we've grown up so much that we no longer... Sometimes we no longer have the joy and the laughter that comes with God's joyful offering. In the gospel lesson for today, God sends a star into the sky, that wonderful light that reveals to the whole world God's game, God's playfulness of a child. And wise men, coming from the east, go to seek him out. And how many wise men were there? Trick question. We have no idea. If you notice in Scripture, it doesn't say there were 3 of them. So I have this vision of there being like 20 of them, hanging around the cradle, jostling up against it. The wise men go to seek this wonderful epiphany, this coming of God into the world. And they go, of course, to Herod, there in Jerusalem, to inquire of this wonderful thing. And Herod says, what? A king is born? And he immediately gets suspicious. Because Herod has an agenda. Herod's worried that the kingship for his posterity, for his children and his grandchildren, is now being threatened by this new king. And so in his very innocent and nicest voice, he asks them, when exactly did the star appear? And he sends them to find the child. And tell me where he is, he says in a thick, sweet voice. And I will pay homage to him. Liar. We all know what Herod's up to. What do kings always do to protect their kingdom? Kill. And so they go, and they follow the star to Bethlehem of Judah, where God says, peekaboo, I'm here. And they are amazed. A child lying in a manger is God revealed in the world. The king is a baby in diapers, lying amidst hay and cows and sheep. And they reach deep into their treasure chests and they pile on the gifts. Frankincense, gold, and myrrh. And they gather outside and they say, we should go home, but let's not go by that rascal Herod. And they went home by another way. It's a story about God revealing God's self in the world for the sake of God's people. We hear it so darn often that we're not surprised by it anymore. God keeps saying peekaboo, and we sit there deadpanned. It must be a disappointment for God. Sort of like Jay Leno's jokes lately. But I think the power of Epiphany is still present in God's people. If only we will give up being an adult. Give up our kingdom making to be surprised by God's gentle offering. A baby, a child, a life. And peace. I saw God say peekaboo recently in a way that was really powerful. My friend Erin is about 21, 22, 23 years old. She looks like she's about 15. Master musician, wonderful, sweet, happy, bubbling, annoying young woman. She's happy all the time. We play music together. Late last year, Erin was diagnosed with leukemia. And our whole community, our ohana, our family, was crushed by the diagnosis. Erin, of all people, this person who I've never seen anyone who prays more and praises more and loves Jesus more. Again, she's annoying. And she has cancer. Now, most of us had that kind of diagnosis would be crushed. But Aaron's first impulse is to create a blog where we can pray and praise and share together her journey in cancer. After her first couple of chemo treatments, her hair, her lovely blonde hair, began to fall out in clumps, and she was sick as could be. And she finally said she was so tired of watching her hair go down the drain and wake up in the morning with it, clumps of it on her pillow, that she finally just shaved it all off. So funny, pretty little Erin is bald. And she wrote about the wonder of it, about God's presence in it for her. And her community responded, some of them by shaving their heads. What else would you do? But most of them began to send hats. Red hats, purple hats, orange hats, hats with feathers, hats that were woven, hats that were crocheted. Some of them were the most ridiculous, awful thing you've ever seen in your life. High top hats. And little bald Erin would pose with each one. She would appear in her concerts wearing them. It was joy for her because it was Christ present. Christ's body kept saying to her, "Peekaboo." Last week we got news that though Erin has two more chemo treatments to go, her tests show her to be cancer-free. And she knows it's God's presence in her life. But more than anything, she knows that it's Christ's community living in and through and with her that has made the difference. She's an inspiration for me because she is constantly amazed at the way God says peekaboo to her in her life. And she's unafraid to sing and to praise and to be joyful about it. She may be decidedly unadult, but unadulterated joy is a part of her life. I think over and over and over again, God says peekaboo to us in song and liturgy, and the voices and prayers of our brothers and sisters, and the opportunities for service in our community, in the simple joy of life. How can we resist God's wonderful game that God offers us in Epiphany and in life? Peekaboo, God says. Amen.